And the Chapel County Attorney's Office.
Josh Mazzard, Planning and Zoning.
Julia Dodds, Planning and Zoning.
Dawn Terrell, Board Member.
Randy Lackinger, Board Member.
Bo Leifers, Board Member.
Dottie Mock, Board Member.
Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, approval of the July 16th, 2014 minutes.
Make a motion to approve. I'll second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, first conditional use permit application, 25282, Avera Products Company. Staff report first.
Yes, the applicant is wishing to amend conditional use permit 10225 to allow for the uninterrupted mining and mineral extraction for the Klein Quarry. We all know where that is, the south end of Deer Creek Road, the existing River Products Quarry area. It's located right here. Here's Deer Creek Road. And this portion right here has recently been vacant from the last few years. River Products, they've been mining those two parts of the ground continuously since 1993. And this surrounding area, surrounding 600 acres, it's owned by River Products, and it's been part of the existing overall quarry operation since 1946. And the subject parcels that we're looking at today, those two parcels, they have a conditional use permit that was approved in 1993. However, a 20-year limit was mandated as a condition of approval per the request of the City of Iowa City in August this month. Or in August 2013, the board granted them a one-year extension, and now that one-year extension is up, and the conditional use permit is set to expire this month. The applicant, as part of this amendment, they're requesting that the board remove any time limit and essentially reapprove their request. So here's an exhibit. These are the two parcels in question. Here's the quarry, the big hole, and here's where they're storing their spoil, the big hill, essentially. There's also a cell tower right there. As you can see, there's existing quarry operations and heavy industrial zone ground, as well as light industrial zone ground that has been planted by the River Products Company. City of Iowa City, they're no longer the closest city of the three cities that are located within 2 miles. It's now the City of Quarrelville. And the City of Quarrelville, they have not made any comments requesting any further sunset date or any approval or disapproval. So the 4/5 majority vote of the Board of Adjustments is not necessary. This just could be approved by a simple majority. And there's some other supplemental conditions that the quarry must also continue to abide by. And the first one is be less than 1,000 feet from residential property. This conditional use permit modification is, actually, let me back up. All right. So the 4/5 majority vote isn't necessary for the City of Quarrelville, but that 4/5 majority vote will be necessary because they are less than 1,000 feet from a residential property. Just a reminder that the mining and mineral extraction is still conditionally permitted use in the agricultural zoning district, which is subject to several conditions. Conditions that are listed in the ordinance and conditions that the board may choose to additional conditions that the board may place. The applicant, they do have an approved reclamation plan, and they have the appropriate funds established to ensure that the property can be reclaimed when all quarry operations cease. However, it's not a vision that the quarry operations are going to stop within the next several decades. River Products, they might be able to give you more information pertaining to that. They are in full compliance with all our county sensitive areas ordinances, stormwater management ordinances, and erosion control regulations. And here are the two residential properties that are under 1,000 feet. So right here, and keep in mind, this is crossed a major four-lane divided highway, and then over here, and there's, it's on the other side of a, so staff recommends approval of the proposed modification of conditional use permit 10225. And despite what I told you guys just a couple minutes ago, we do need that four-fifths majority vote. And we want to remind the applicant that also rule conditions to include continued compliance with the reclamation plan, sensitive areas ordinance, stormwater, erosion control, they must continue to adhere to those. Up to this point, the River Products Company, they have complied with that, and staff feels that they've done a very good job. Other than that, any questions? I know that representatives from River Products are here, and staff is recommending approval.
Any questions?
Well, if we listened to this a year ago, was the, why was the request just a single year instead of the same request we're listening to now?
Because they did not meet the application deadline. The 20 years, I guess, sort of just not that long. Everybody forgot about it, I believe. And the board has the power per the ordinance to essentially give them one more year of, without having to do a public notice. And that's what the board did. They approved that.
So the amended conditional use permit would become, would really no longer have a sunset, right?
That's
correct. If we approve this.
That's correct.
So it would be in perpetuity. Do we have any of those out there?
Almost all your conditional use permits are in perpetuity. The conditional use, if it runs with the land, and if they were to stop being a mine for, I believe it's 1 year, then the conditional use permit would expire. However, essentially they have a big hole in the ground and a giant hill that they've created. And I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon. And when they do stop, the proper reclamation plan is in place to ensure that the property is going to return back to a state better than they found it.
This one was actually unique, primarily because it had a limitation on it.
That was my next question. Do we have any idea why the city of Iowa City chose to put a date on that?
I looked and it didn't really say any past staff reports.
If you look at Rural, it was 20 years ago, so 21 years ago, this area would have been pretty in flux. I mean, part of it was probably several long-term planning documents. You probably just as well would have known.
Just an abundance of caution.
Yeah. Caution.
Okay.
Any other questions? A representative from River Products like to speak to the application.
Thank you, Todd Scott with River Products. I really don't have much more to add. Josh did an excellent job with the report. One of the reasons for the 1 year delay was it did catch up. It just caught me by surprise, and I caught it late last summer. And basically, in order to comply with some of the new rules, sensitive area ordinance, stormwater ordinance, and all that, we didn't have time, and our environmental consultants didn't have time to help us do all the legwork to meet those requirements. And so that's why we're here asking for a year extension. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Okay, any questions?
Just out of curiosity, what kind of minerals are coming out of that?
It's all limestone.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak for or against the application? Okay, could I have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Discussion. Roll call vote.
Maher.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lagander.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye.
Okay, the application is approved. Next application, variance application 25283 of Steve McCoy Construction. Staff report.
And the applicant is requesting a variance from the rear yard setbacks. Here is his location. It's just off of Manhattan Bridge Road. It's a private street, Pine Ridge. They're proposing to build a almost 1,600 square foot home with the 627 square foot garage and a screened in porch. And the home is actually located on two residentially zoned parcels, totally 0.74 acres. Here it is. So you can see the buildable area where he's building his home. His home is going to be over that area. And what he needs is a setback from the rear yard. And the requested setback is 29 feet, the required is 50. So for every variance application, we look at what hardship does the applicant have? And we look, is it due to the unique circumstances of the lot and not the general conditions of the neighborhood? And the, as you can tell, the shape of that lot, the topography, it makes the building a home very difficult without violating setback ordinances. So you can see. Strict application of the zoning ordinance. It's going to make it, no matter what, if he was to comply with the zoning ordinance and all setback regulations, it's going to make it difficult to fit a home on the lot. And the way staff look at it, unless they built a very small house, it would merely be possible. Staff really wouldn't recommend any other zoning districts because there, any other zoning district really isn't going to give them that much more relief. Any zoning district that would be applicable to this area. We don't see that granting a variance is going to negatively impact the health, safety, or welfare of the surrounding neighborhood. And most of these lots are already small, and there are already several setbacks in the general area. And we feel that if this variance wasn't approved, possibly this residential zoning lot, or the two residentially zoned lots, they really wouldn't be able to have a reasonable return on the expectations of having a lot that's zoned for residential use. So in conclusion, we believe the home is modestly sized, and he has demonstrated a hardship, and staff recommends approval.
Any questions?
It looks like part of that setback is from the core-owned land, but the rest of the setback would be another residential plot, right?
Yes.
And I don't, what is, there's no house near that lot line?
No, not near the lot line, as you can see. I mean, there's other houses. It's, so in this picture, if I was to kind of pull the picture, exposing more to the south, you would run into a house. But really, the house isn't going to be any closer than any other houses in that.
And they were notified of this?
Yes.
Here.
Yes, everybody's notified.
Any other questions? Is there anybody here to speak? Is Steve McCoy here? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Steve McCoy. I've owned these three lots for about 20 years and decided to try to get a house on there, and working with Jacobs Van Winkle, we came up with a plan that will fit on the lot, but I need a variance in the backyard to make a reasonably sized house by today's market. And also to fit my septic system, which has been approved by Johnson County and Health Department, and all the perk tests and everything else have passed. I combined those three lots, which were really deemed unbuildable, and I've hauled a lot of fill into the area and designed a house to get as close as I can to the setbacks. I have a customer. It's a $350,000 home and fits nicely in the neighborhood. I have built numerous houses in the surrounding areas on Pine Ridge and on Rice Ridge, and many of those have had variances to backyard setback to make it work. And I have a conventional septic system. I've got a 1,500 square foot house, two-car garage. I would like to go.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else here to speak to the application?
I just want to better understand. I'm a neighbor, and I just
come to the podium. You have to come to the podium so we can
the first timer here.
State your name and your address.
I'm Therese Bussey, and I have the lot 44 and 43. And I'm just trying to get, I mean, I just got this stuff, and I saw the variance, and I tried to find out through the court just what exactly what he wants to do. That's why I'm here.
Where are you located from this?
I'm 44 and 43, so I'm right next to 45.
No, I'm not seeing a number.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
We don't have that in front of us.
You don't have the retracement as part of the official?
No. What's your number, your lot number?
I'm butted right up against Carl Engineer.
Put up on the screen.
Right here, and he's here.
So you're 45? Oh.
Okay. She's the next one over from the three.
This is this cliff. There's a creek back there.
And there's nothing here. What is your concern?
Well, my lots, my property's right there on the cliff side of right where he's coming towards. Mm-hmm. And this makes it look like a lot more room than it has. And if he's building back towards my lot in that area, I'm just trying to get, I want to have a better understanding. Exactly what's coming that way.
Well, it looks like he's not building on that third lot that's closest to your property. Is that correct?
I got.
There's not a lot of
land. As part of the packet, I have a picture detailing what he's going to do. So this is your lot right down here, and here's the footprint of the proposed house.
And that's core, right?
Here. Yeah, I believe that's core.
This is
that's
his rear
yard.
But he's only building on these two. So this one is empty. But then maybe she's worried about the
downward side.
But it's her
so
bed.
Can you I want to speak into the microphone.
Okay.
And address your questions to the board. And
I just wanted a better understanding because there isn't. This makes it look like there's a lot more land back there than there really is where all these come together. I mean, it's just not much back there. There's a creek back there. There's a lot of cliff. And
you have a concern for your lot as far as water or what?
Just nature, the way things are going to end up looking once that's all taken back. I mean, I moved there because of the woods, because of the Corps of Engineers.
You have to understand that people before you thought the same before you moved there, so you have to understand that. So,
And I have no I have no real concept of this type of added 50 or 30 feet lenient variance. I mean, that's a lot when you look back there. But if
the backside won't affect you any, none of the 50 foot variance that he's talking about.
I don't think so.
No, you. According to what I see on the map here,
if he's building on the two lots, not the three lots.
Yeah. I'd be more concerned about that third lot. Is that a buildable lot? Mm-hmm.
The lot is zoned residential, and it's an old subdivided lot. However, it's almost too small. It would be too small to put a house on it, mm-hmm. normal size house on it. So in this area, a lot of times people purchase two or three lots, and then they build over the lot lines. And I believe, what's your name?
Therese Bussey.
So the same way Therese, she built over the lot lines on lots 44 and 45. And okay. I think her concern is, so this is the buildable area, this is McCoy lot, and here is the corner of her property, her house would be to the southeast here. So essentially, here's a setback. So if he was to build this house without a variance, he'd have to build it up in here, or he'd probably need a front yard variance. And I'm not sure, you know, looking at septic systems, if the health department would approve that, but essentially, instead of having his back of his house right here, it's going to be approximately, what is that, 21 feet, my arrow disappeared here, 21 feet farther to the south and closer to her lot.
So what is, can you just sort of indicate the footprint for his house on that scheme? So that I can see how close it is.
It's the blue line, Daddy.
Yeah, so essentially the blue line, this is going to be the rear of his house.
Okay. What about sensitive slopes and runoff or things like that that might affect her line?
He's not, so for a building permit, he does not need to comply with any sensitive areas ordinances.
Really?
Correct, that's just for the subdivision. But we will, on a complaint basis, if her lot is being impacted by any runoff that the applicant is causing due to construction, then we'll come in and we'll work with the applicant to ensure any of those issues are rectified.
But after the fact, it would be hard to rectify. I'm surprised, is that the county ordinance that sensitive slopes do not impact, or, you know, your permit issuance?
That's just, so this subdivision was created
Okay. Prior
to the adoption of the ordinance.
Okay.
You require silt fencing and all that anymore in certain areas, don't you?
As part of the building permit, we work with the applicant to ensure that the building of their home isn't going to impact
Right. Adjacent
lot owners.
So it's not necessarily silt fencing, unless they need it with respect to that. Do you have any other comments?
No.
Okay.
So how far?
I wish I did, because I, you know, like,
how far does your backyard, like, your
it's
house?
A cliff. I mean, it's a straight down. There's a variance, like a, there's the front yard. They were going to put a road from Pine Ridge, I guess, over to Rice Ridge. So there, my front yard for like 30 feet in front of my house is, I take care of it, but it's not my land.
Okay. I want to buy this property, and it's a hollow. I mean, basically, it's got two ridges, a ridge on one side, a ridge on the other side. That must be the roads. And then everything else goes down, and I'm guessing everything goes down to the lake.
There's like a
okay. Filled
in every year more so cove into the res, and depending on how much rain we get, there's a nice little creek, or not so much a nice little creek right in that area.
Were you asking how close her house is to her own property line?
Well, I was wondering how her backyard beds will back up hit, like, is she stepping out on her porch? Is that her concern, is that her porch is backing down onto his porch once he gets it built?
No.
Is that your worry?
No. That's, I don't believe that will happen.
Okay.
It's
so
just
you're,
that it's also close there. I just wanted a better understanding because of that fact with the creek and that, you know, and I've lived there for 30 years and on and off, that's a hard area. So I just wanted to make, you know, just know I'm kind of protected there.
I wouldn't feel any differently. It's, I'd like my neighbors, no matter who they are, to be as far away as possible. So,
is there any risk of it affecting her, you know, scenery view or something like that?
Well, I'm sure.
Is there going to be a big building where she?
There's obviously going to be a big house where there was nice nature.
Did somebody else's nice nature, actually.
Mr. McCoy, did you say
1,500
square foot?
Corps of Engineers right there, too.
Yeah. 1,500 square foot.
That's the leeway I don't understand. That 50 or 30 foot is, I guess I just didn't really understand that from his lot. Right?
It just limits how close you can build to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being asked to lower that limit in this one specific case for these specific reasons.
And it's a septic system or the tank or?
Well, essentially the hardship that the applicant has, that staff feels the applicant has demonstrated, and ultimately it's up to the board, is that due to the topography of the lot, the shape of the lot, and then some concerns with where the septic system is going to be, that this is the location that he needs the variance in order to build this house that he's proposing.
So this, because of the septic, it's a tank, it's a leach bin?
So.
Paul, or Lee lives right next door, so I mean.
I'm sure she's at. Here's the way.
But this isn't it.
It's not the area, so I can talk about it.
But she was in the next door.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
I mean, I walked that backyard a lot and.
So Pam, can you guys talk to Tony, because we can keep minutes on this?
Well, that means if you're right, there's one extra lot there, but we don't know who owns it.
Well, she has the two.
Oh, okay.
43, 44, right?
But there's still a lot that's not, that's for sale in between them yet.
It is for sale?
Well, if he owns it.
It's there.
He owns it, he's only building on two, so there still is potentially one more lot. Too small.
So if that's just basically only, other than making this corridor.
It is the same one we thought he had.
Can I clarify that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. McCoy.
Lot.
You'll have to step up.
We really need you to speak into the microphone, otherwise you don't end up on a tape.
Very good. Lots, I am including in the deed lots 45, 46, and 47. Okay, the house is built on 47. 46 is the septic system. A long ways from Ms. Bussey's, there's a whole nother lot that is like this.
So the footprint of the house is all gonna be on the farthest lot away from her?
That's correct, that's correct. And it only abuts to core ground.
Oh, okay.
It does not abut to her property.
So all three with the house?
Yeah, I'm gonna sell both three. 45 is really unbuildable. But if you folks have driven out there on 45, I put the pine trees up on the corner and the bus stop for the kids on Pine Ridge. That's all on lot 45, it's just to make it more attractive to the neighborhood, it's kind of an entrance to the neighborhood. Prior to this, it was just a steep, you couldn't even walk down. And I filled that portion of that when we put Jones Boulevard in North Liberty. I put 70 loads of fill in there and terraced it and planted pine trees around and put the school bus stop up on the corner, just to make it more attractive coming into Pine Ridge and also to Lee's house, just to make it more sellable and attractive. I'm a builder and curb appeal means a lot to me. I also have, right across the street is my home. So everything I've done is to make it more attractive. And I'll guarantee you this will be an attractive house.
So what I put on here is essentially just a general footprint of the house as it would be on those two lots. Go back, there it is. So this is just this general idea of what the house would look like, so. The applicant owns this lot, and this is the north, I guess this would be the northwest corner of Teresa's lot.
One.
So the house basically is gonna be mostly on lot 47?
Yes, that's correct.
Any other questions?
Mr. Sell.
Does anybody else like to speak
for or against the application?
Can you state your name and address?
Sure, my name is Lee Brentel. I'm one of the two property owners of the land that's on the, that's the immediate next one, which I guess would be 48, something like that. And this setback issue does not impact my lot, and I didn't know if I was supposed to be here because I'm an adjoining property owner or not. But in reviewing the application, the information online, and since the setback will be correct on my lot, I don't really have a comment, so I don't know if I should come up or not to say that I don't. As the property owner on that side, I don't have any issues on that side.
So you don't object to us approving this request?
I don't have any, there is, I have no reason to not defer to the board's decision on this. Does that make sense?
Well, you have a personal opinion, if you're saying.
Well, I just mean, everybody would love to have wilderness, but this is the man's lot, and it does not impact my lot, so I'm just here to simply say that.
You're in the house, and when you keep going down a path that you can't see, and you almost can't see your house from the road, you can in the winter, but you can't in the summer, or?
That's technically my house, but the only concern that I would have is that those two lots that are in between, you know, someday I will be standing before you asking for a variance on that lot.
Yeah.
But that, this does not impact that because the setbacks are correct against that lot.
Okay.
So I'm just here to simply say that as the owner of the property on the other side, that it's not, this particular application does not impact my properly zoned usage of the two lots that are next to it.
Thanks for visiting.
Thank you. Any other questions of anyone?
I make a motion. Motion to approve 25283, Steve McCoy Construction.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? We probably already had it.
Well, I would just say, since it looks like we're probably going to approve this request, just in deference to the lady's concerns, that because those lots are so odd, that's the reason we do exist, is to help people do something with their own property. And you might keep in mind that in future years, even though it probably doesn't sound to you like you may need it, but you or the next person that ends up with your property may be coming before us as well, asking for some kind of relief from something they're trying to accomplish that has the same limitations that everybody else does in that area, and that is just very odd shaped, very oddly landscaped property that is really difficult to build on. So hopefully this flexibility might benefit you or the next person someday.
Okay, any other
do we need
discussion?
Anything in there about the runoff, silt fence? You take care of all that, right? Once we...
Well, the sensitive slopes or any of that doesn't apply because that legislation...
The first subdivision.
...was subsequent, so...
May hold on.
All
right. Anything else? Roll call.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackender.
Yes.
Marr.
Aye.
Leapers.
Aye. Okay, mileage? No. Any other items not on the agenda? No.
I'm here, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I have a question.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh.
UPS?
No.
All right, so Tick Camp Carter Boulevard from the Corvo Street.
Okay, so
I'm
So she's driving along.
So you're driving along toward the mall.
Okay. Lowe's.
Nope. So you're going toward the mall, but not to it. Just past where you get by.
So there's
by the E, and then but there's a left hand turn right by the old lumberyard.
Discuss that with.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be.
That's Camp Carter Boulevard. You turn left there, and then the next road is James Avenue. And you can turn right on James, and then James goes around to basically where they park for the Hawkeye Express, for the train and all the other stuff. And UPS is somewhere back there, one of those kind of warehouse buildings.
Your address is James, right? James Street.
Or James.
Yeah, Camp Carter Road is that last big intersection with the light. The last left turn you should make before you hit all.
Right back, you go past
High.
Because
where you have a.
home is right.
Yeah, the second, the construction.
It would have been fit between all the banks, yeah.
You're talking about the post office? Yeah, it was on Fifth Street. Now it's behind the storage place on Camp Cardinal.
It was convenient.
Yeah, it was quaint before.
It was way too small, frankly, way too little.
Yeah, the parking.
It was terrible before.
Well, it was terrible because it wasn't.
Well, some people never have.
Oh, you mean the road?
With the widening of the road.
But I drove past the post office.
I think you should.
Yeah, they closed.
Boxes and everything were gone.
Yeah, they closed August 8th or something like that.
And I can, if we just, to me, though.
But if this had nothing.